You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on WMIE.
Good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week, we're continuing the teaching, Breaking New Ground. On Tuesday, we left off in John chapter 13, and we're going to pick that back up in verse 11 this time and go down a little further. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Yeah. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So to know and to do are two separate levels of functioning.
That's right. Come on.
To know. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. So he's telling them, look, I want you to understand what's taking place right now.
Yes.
Even though he had told them in verse 7, what I'm doing, you do not understand now. But you will know after this.
Yeah.
So now he's coming back. And he's saying to them, he's explaining to them what's transpired. They're talking it through, and he's preparing them for a future when he's no longer physically in the earth. He's telling them, look, y'all going to have to stick together.
Yes.
Because
right.
I'm not going to be here to glue everybody together in the physical. Jesus already knew what his assignment was. He already knew that when he was released unto the Father, that then the Holy Spirit would come and it would be the disciples would become the apostles and they would carry on the ministry. And they had to learn how to work together. They had to learn how to serve one another. He said, yeah, you call me teacher. Cool. I'm teacher. Yeah, you call me Lord. Yeah, cool. I'm Lord. He said, but also we must serve one another. That it's not just, you know, from the top down, but it's also the network that the disciples are building through relationships to increase the kingdom. So he's saying, look, come on now. If I can do this act of service unto you, how much more can you serve one another? And Pastor had brought out a great point. He said, Jesus never told them, hey, wash my feet. Mm-mm. He said, one another. Serve one another in this way. In this way of what? Hospitality. In this way of what? Being submitted to one another. In this way of what? Showing forth love to one another. To spending time together in community and continuing to move forward together. Because the whole reason feet were being washed in that time was because they would travel from here to there and such. So he wanted them to come into that community of family, of serving together.
Yeah, and God and Jesus was teaching them to be humble. He was the Son of God, and he was washing their feet. So he definitely made a profound example of teaching us that we need to be humble and that we are all the same in his eyes.
When we serve together, that's when we really get to know people. You know, a lot of times we go to church together, even if we're going to church twice a week, a Sunday and a midweek service. We could sit there in the same room with people and not really know them, not know their name, not know what type of dynamics are in their household, not knowing what kind of career or interest and such that they have, their capacity to serve in different areas, because we're just all sitting together, but we're not serving one another. Then when it's time to do different service projects and small groups begin to get together, then that's when we really get to know one another, to know those who labor among us. When you have three or four people together and they're working on a task, then you can see what that other people's in that group's strengths are. That's when the conversations begin to spark and it becomes more a personal level of knowing one another through serving. So when we're serving together, we're learning one another together, we're accomplishing a common outcome together, and we become stronger than together.
I like verse 16. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, he who serves, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. Think about that. Jesus is saying, the one that sent you is not greater than you who is going. He doesn't consider himself greater than you. So the master sent the servant. Therefore, the master doesn't consider himself greater than the one that's going to serve.
Well, we need to learn that lesson in today's world, for sure.
Yeah. It's a big revelation in there that we don't see ourselves high and lofty in this position just because we've been sent by God. You know, a pastor is one who is called, and we're at this point, we can define it. A pastor is one who is called by God, number one. And not only that, he is called by God, he is given a assignment by the one who called him. So let's spend a little bit here and get some clarity. A pastor is one who called by God. God called him. There's a purpose why God called him. And God gives him an assignment to go carry out to a group of people, to a people group. So not every pastor is called to everybody. Because if that is so, then you just need one. Because he's called to everybody. So that's why we have so many different pastors. They are called by God, but they don't have the same assignment. Mm-hmm. They're doing different things. And as I'm saying this, teaching this right now, my favorite sport is baseball. On the baseball team, they have different positions out there. Yeah. They're all baseball players. Mm-hmm. And they're good. And they're good at their position. So not every one of them is called to be at first base or to be at third base or to be in center field. There's a special position for that guy. So it's the same way with us, Pastor Dan, Pastor Emily, as pastor. We give them a specific task, an assignment to a group of people, and we can't change it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think we've said this before. We all have to stay in our lane.
Yeah.
We all have our different gifts. And just because somebody was given a bigger assignment doesn't mean that they're better. It just means they're more capable.
Yes.
But in the long run, we are all the same. We are all human. We all have flaws. We all have our strengths. And it's clearly taught right here, right in the Bible. You know, when he says that the master isn't greater than the servant. And this is biblical. So we really need to project this, especially in today's society, because there's a lot of unbalance going on in this society in this way. We're saying, well, you know, you can't associate with these kind of people because they're different, so we need to get rid of them. It's all it all spews hate. And we don't need to do that. We need to have love.
Yes.
With the baseball team example, so you have the master, the owner of the team, but what is the owner of the team without the team?
Exactly.
Right? If there's no players in position, or if the owner only has a bunch of pitchers, there's no fulfillment of the total vision. So the master, the owner of the team, he's counting on the players.
Yes.
The players that are there that are assigned to different positions are counting on the master, the owner of the team to be able to do his unique part. You know, the owner of the team may not be able to even run around the bases one time. Same way one of the players who could run round and round and round may not have the financial management or the business insight to be able to own the team or the resources to own the team. So each one has their own resource. The one that can run fast has the resource of speed. The one who could throw hard has the resource of being able to throw hard. The ones who could catch have the resource of accuracy to be able to catch. The one who owns the team has the resource of investment and finance and strategy to be able to manage the business side of the team. So all need each other. If you say, well, I'm the owner of this team, I don't need none of y'all. Well, what are you owning? What are you running? And Pastor said one time, he said, if you're a leader and nobody is following, then you are just taking a walk. So if you call yourself a leader or you call yourself somebody of significance and importance and no one is following you, then baby, you are just taking a walk.
So we all need each other. And let's develop it in our lives. We all need each other. We all play a part.
Yes.
And together we become united.
Yes. And that was the lesson that Jesus was teaching. And he says it in verse 7. You will find out why I am going to wash your feet. I'm doing this lesson so to show you, to teach you, so that you can get this very important lesson and you will go out and practice it.
And when you're serving, that's when you are learning.
Yes.
And then when you're learning, you're becoming more and more equipped. And then you're advancing further and further as a learner willing to serve the vision. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make Are you looking count? For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that help is available and recovery is possible. If you know of veterans struggling, please call for help or emergency services on the double. That's courtesy of McWhite's Funeral Home in Lauderhill and West Palm Beach, the funeral home that offers quiet dignity and reverence. In times of sorrow, call McWhite's Funeral Home at 954-584-0047.